Janet Hoff in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, cloudy, windy, and colder with a chance of showers, a low of 38. Racine Circuit Court Judge John Jude has decided not to seek re-election in the spring. He has filed a declaration of non-candidacy with the State Government Accountability Board, telling the Journal Times that he will be 70 when his term is up and he wants to spend time with his grandchildren and travel. Jude was first elected to the bench in 2004 to fill the vacancy created by the retirement of Judge Emmanuel Vouvenus. Judge Eugene Gasarkevich is also up for re-election this spring. He has not yet announced his intentions. A key prosecution witness in the Kenosha trial of Russell Rose for the slamming death of his 11-month-old daughter last November described the horror of the child being dropped to the ground like garbage. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Carco.
That was the description by Kurt St. Martin to the jury after he had gone outside in the dark to check on someone screaming. A man was standing over a woman, according to St. Martin, who also said he heard some thuds and then described a man dropping something from about chest level. He later learned it was a toddler, Serenity Rose, whom St. Martin believed was dead at that point, described as a tangled mess. Rose also charged with battering the child's mother and setting their apartment on fire. Testimony in the case continues in Kenosha Circuit Court. I'm Tom Carco, AM 1400, WRJN News.
A bill that would protect Good Samaritans who break car windows to rescue children or pets from overheated locked cars from civil liability passed the State Assembly late Tuesday evening. The bill is sponsored by State Representatives Todd Onstad of Kenosha and Samantha Kirkman of Salem and State Senators Bob Wirch of Summers and Van Wongard of Racine. Under the bill, anyone who believes a person or pet is in danger of harm while trapped in a car must call 911, emergency medical services, or animal control before breaking into the vehicle. According to Representative Onstat, so far this year in the U.S., 23 children have died from heat stroke after being left in a hot car. A vote on the bill has not yet been scheduled in the state Senate. The Racine Unified School District's administration salary proposal for teachers and teaching assistants, including supplemental pay, was approved by the Board of Education on a 5-4 vote, despite a last-minute effort to amend it. Superintendent Lolly Hawes said based on a state aid reduction, the total of $4 million in salary and benefits is all the district can afford. Dennis Weiser voiced concerns about steps and levels in the plan violating Act 10 against negotiating other than base wages, which Employee Relations Director Carrie Henstedt said was not the case.
And this agreement talks about funding steps and levels. I don't want the district to be sued as La Crosse was, as Kenosha was.
The base wage rate calculation identifies money to be negotiated. The distribution of that pot of money, it was agreed upon in that tentative agreement to apply that towards steps and levels. That agreement and the wording of that agreement was reviewed by two different attorneys, the district's attorney as well as Barbara Quindell for the union. Both attorneys approved that language.
Kim Plocky said it's a good recommendation given the district's financial constraints and fewer students. The approved recommendation involves what the district says is a total average salary increase of 2.63% for teachers and 3.12% for assistants, both groups having pushed for more. Milwaukee County Executive Chris Abley is supporting a proposal by County Board Supervisor Khalif Rainey to create an Office of African American Affairs. Rainey wants it to examine racial inequities in the county and promote equal opportunities for people of color. Abley notes that racial and ethnic disparities exist in Milwaukee and, in his words, are having a harmful effect on families and communities. A Milwaukee Bucks official says the team will not be able to meet an NBA deadline to have the new arena ready downtown for the 2017-18 season. Spokesman Jake Suski said they did everything possible to meet the target date, but the goal isn't realistic any longer with all that needs to get done before ground is broken. The league is expected to grant the Bucks an extension once work is underway on a replacement for the BMO Harris-Bradley Center. The NBA had otherwise threatened to purchase the Bucks and move them out of Milwaukee without a new arena. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.